So here we come up here, and he said, and Elohim said, be light. Come light. Call forth light. Light come here. And light came. And light came. Light came forth. Now, as I said before, in the first sentence, the word is for create is what? Bereshit bara. Okay. Bereshit bara Elohim et hashmayim va'et ha'aretz. So we know. And now the second sentence came in and something happened to come. Something came upon the face and it was chaos and confusion. Tohu va'bohu. Okay, became formed, formless. It once had a form, and now it has no form. You understand what what's telling us there? It once had a form, now it's out of form. That's what verse 2 tells you. All right? Simple as that. And we read there in Isaiah, God said, I did not create this world in tohu va'bohu. We have to face that part of reality. So now we come into the third verse, and now we're going to find something very interesting in this thing. God uses this word quite often in Genesis. I don't need to go there. Genesis, verse 1, chapter 1, verse 6. Vayomer Elohim. Let there be. Yomer Elohim, let the waters. Verse 9. Verse 11. Vayomer, let the earth. Verse 14. Vayomer Elohim, let there be. Verse 20. Vayomer Elohim, let the waters. And God blessed them. Vayomer, be fruitful. Verse 24. Vayomer Elohim, let the earth. And Vayomer Elohim, verse 26, let us make. Do you see this word? Now remember I told you before, we are made up of what? We are made up of that which is on this earth, right? Man was formed out of what was created in verse 1. Birds were created out of what was created in verse 1. And so what he says, let there be, now things are going to be not created, but formed, made, shaped, put into creation, part of creation. But the Hebrew is not talking about giving life. Like in the very beginning when there was what? We have a theory in this world. Either there is this God made the world out of nothing, or God made the world out of something. Right? You have to accept one of those doctrines, right? If God made the world and the heaven out of nothing, then he did use evolution. But if God created something out that always is, where did it come from? They came from him. He's the one that forms, and he says, I am the one that sustains life. All of us in this room know, for a moment, all God has to say is, you fool, tonight I take your life. He controls your life, every moment of it, every second of it. He controls the air goes in and the air goes out. He could actually stop your heart from working, right? We know that in the book of Acts. He did that with a king. Who was that king? I can't remember his king. But he went against, killed James, and he turned around and the old king died. His heart was turned to a rock.
And oh. Sapphira.
Okay. And Sapphira is inside of everyone. See? Yeah. And see, we have this, we sometimes we think that, like Dave was saying earlier, Sometimes we think we are the ones who are in control. We're not. We're just allowed to exist and partake of what He has put upon this earth. So when God said, let there be light, what happened? Light came. Let there be, verse 6. Excuse me. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the water. Now remember, the water is already there. Now, He's going to separate the water, right? Water now is going to, in a sense, obey Him. I can use that terminology. Because what did Jesus famous for? The disciple says, wow, even the weather obeys His voice. Opens up, He says it, and the weather just obeys Him. He didn't have to worry about going to any kind of school to learn how the weather pattern works. He just opens up His mouth, He says it, and guess what happens? Weather changes that fast. This is the reason why you can have that firmament separated in one day. Bamble, simple, piece of cake for God. But it was already there in a formless shape. Now He's reshaping it and bringing it to a form that it wants, because His goal is to the restoration of all things. Verse 2 tells us, it's in tohu vavohu, and it's in darkness. And God says, I didn't create it in tohu vavohu. Something happened. So now, verse 3, first thing He says, let there be light. Because God does not work in darkness. He's a Father of light, not the Father of darkness. He's a Father who brings forth light. And we know from reading Apostle Paul that the thief is a person who does not, the darkness for someone like you or I or mankind is those who do not hear the Word of God. If you don't hear the Word of God, you are in darkness. You're in Hoshech. And by the way, if you are in light, you don't have to fear Him coming. Right? You don't have to be terrified of Him coming because you are the light of the world. Right? But that's what He said. You are the light of the world. What must you do? If you're a city like a light, guess what? You're on top of the hill. Everybody gets to see you. You're not down inside a dungeon, down hidden below where no one can see you. You got to see a certain city that's secret. So therefore, and John says, calls God the Father of lights. And you are lights. You're not. You're not in darkness. And so when God began to call forth you, and He said, one time in your life, you were in Hoshech. And He said, light come. And the light came. And you saw. Right? You're able to see for the first time in your entire life. You're able to see what the Messiah is all about. Because that's what He does. See, God has a calling. God gave me a calling to be a preacher. No, God gave me a calling to play the trumpet. No, God gave me a calling to paint. Well, truth is, He probably did. Said, call. What are you going to do? You're going to be a carpenter. Carpenter, come forth. Oh, there you are. That's what you do for a living. See, God is the one that makes. Remember it says there in the building of the tabernacle? He gave wisdom to those who He gave them to so they would build all the tapestry the way He wanted to be built. Gave them the wisdom to build the gold staples. They didn't know that God called forth. Oh, wow, God gave me a calling. Well, yeah, so do your job. And so, since we're looking here in verse 3 and onward, we're seeing, therefore, the first thing that, quote, obeyed God was what? The light. It just came forth. I'll tell you, God works in the daytime. He does not work at night. Okay? So we see here all these things that God said. I want to emphasize this because I think it's very important to pay attention. He is not creating anything here. It already had been created. It got out of form. Therefore, he calls forth the form, and the form that has once was form and now formless, he now calls it forth and it begins to reshape into its original pattern. Now remember, God did not, and he said so, I did not create man for any reason except for two. What are they? I created him to be righteous. I created him to be holy. God didn't make a mistake when he said, let us make man in our image. Because if God made man, and if we are knowing the knowledge of good and evil, that's something we brought upon ourselves. We chose to bring it upon ourselves. But God did not create in us the knowledge of good and evil. And the eighth chapter, sometime in the eighth chapter of Proverbs, you ought to read that, because it describes what God's all about. There he says, there's no evil in me whatsoever. There's not a drop of evil in me. It doesn't exist. I hate it, but it doesn't exist. And so when he created Adam, he created Eve, he created mankind, he didn't create them to do evil. He created them to do righteousness. He created them to do what is holy, what is just, what is good. That he can say on his day when he comes and he rests and he says, I am well pleased with all that I have created and made. Right? And we are part of that creation. Or part of that being reformed. Mankind is still being reestablished, I could say this, back into that form that was at one time righteous and holy. We won't get there today, of course. So I guess you understand what I'm saying so far? Now, it says, and God said, is light and is light. Meaning, he said it, light came, and light was there when he said it. That's all it reads, kind of in basic, simple English. But now we have to look at this word light. You know what that means?
You know what light means?
Yeah, Hebrew. Order. You know, people have the aura about them, you know, the glow about them. It's a Hebrew word, or. You have an aura about you, it's a Hebrew word. And it means there's something that is illuminating around about you. Right? And so this word, he said, let there be light. That's a noun in this particular case, but the verb means nothing more than shine. Shine. So let your light shine. Let your aura, aura. Let your light be bright. Not blinding, but bright. There's a very famous one we sing in every single Sabbath at the end. It's Numbers, verse 6, 25. And the Lord make his face aura, or order on thee, and be grace unto you. That means to let the Lord let his face shine upon you. This is what it's called. Now, so what does that mean to let that shine? Illuminate. Let God illuminate, his face illuminate in front of you. What are you going to see? You're going to see that which is holy. You're going to see that which is righteousness. You're going to see that which is pure. You're going to see that which is good. You're not going to see any evil there. You're not going to see anything. And when he shines his face upon you, it's because why? He wants you to be like him. Right? In Job 41, verse 32, and he made a path, aura, after him. He made a path to shine after him. Now, what does that mean? It's a pathway. And as a person walks along, God said he made a path to shine after him. Now, why is it after? Why not before? Why not before?
It's the radiant.
Radiant is... Okay, the person who is walking on this pathway, behind him is not Hoshech. Behind him is light. Behind him is shining. Behind him is that which is... So matter where you walk forward, guess what should be back there? Beaming light, shining right back at the person who is following you.
That's what happened to Moses.
I'm sorry, yes.
He was face to face with God, so if you stay in the body, may his light
shine
upon you.
Do you want that to go?
Got
to go back.
Yeah.
Right.
Who's that? Job what?
That was Job 41, verse 32. Psalms 31, verse 16. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Yes.
If the light shines where you walk, it gives the person behind you seeing where to put their feet.
Correct. And you're not walking in Hoshek going forward. You're walking in light going forward. But behind you is glowing also. That comes from the eternal. Now, when he said, I want your light to shine, that means, and God said, let your light shine. Guess what? We got to do. We got to do a job to do, don't we? Just obey. Just obey. Hey, walk his way, and you'll walk. No matter where you go, you're going to have that light shining. And sometimes, in Psalms 61, verse 1, it says a psalm or a song. God, be merciful to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. So it's a blessing. When you want mercy from God, as soon as you request it, guess what's going to come? Light. Let there be light. And light came. So out of that darkness that you were once in, out of that world that you knew nothing about God, out of that world which you were just a person of the world, and you just did your job, you came and gone, you did your work, you had three or four kids, whatever you did in life. And all of a sudden now, God says, let there be light in your life. Guess what? Now you're going to shine. Do you believe you're shining? Well, if you don't know, you say, have mercy upon me and let your face shine upon me. And that's what you ask God, right? That's what you come to him. We are living in a world right now where there's not much light out there. And by the way, we are just to shine. We are to be like the light. And the light, it says there in John, first chapter of John, we'll go there. But when the light came, darkness could not, in Greek the word is, comprehend it, but closer to, could not prevail against it. It couldn't stop it. It couldn't keep it. And like we have here in verse 1, or verse 3 here, the darkness could not stop the light from coming. That's how powerful. That light is so much powerful. It's so awesomely in its source and its strength that darkness disappears. How fast? Quickly. Really quick. And in your spiritual life, when God lets you see something else, what do you do? Remember the old things, the light, people pull a cord, and there's light, the light came on. Well, that's where the statement comes from. It comes from out of the Word of God. Oh, God, let me see. Now I have some light. I can see where I'm going, where God wants me to take me. And now I know where is the best way to go, right? That old thing of pulling the light switch down and pulling that cord. They don't do it these days. I don't think they have lights with cords anymore. But it's kind of interesting that we flip switches these days now. Or rockers.
Used to be for an idea.
But basically, it's not an idea. Something is shining. Something is coming out. Something is being brought forth into, like David mentioned here. He said, "Now look, the things that he would say, I thought about that. Well, the truth is, it was called forth. All right." Then he sees. We have to learn in our world that everything we do no matter how great it is or how small it is, is because the light has been turned on. We got new idea, new hopes, new visions, new thoughts. Don't take credit for it. Now, there are evil things and evil thoughts. Those are not with God. Those are contrary. They are still in darkness. But when there's something holy and just and good and right and light that comes from above, it does not come from your thinking that you are more righteous than the person next door. So only one way you can be righteous, and that is when God brings forth that and puts it and plants it within you. You cannot get it any other way. In Psalms 80, I'm going to read the whole chapter here. Psalms 80. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou that leads Joseph like a flock, thou that dwells between the cherubim, shine forth. Before Ephraim and Benjamin, Manasseh, stir up thy strength and come and save us. Turn us again, O Elohim, and cause your face to shine, that we shall be saved. This is a request. When you are in desperate need and you walk the wrong direction, you have to ask God for His face to turn towards you. And in order that you will be delivered out of the evil you have either walked into or you have done or somebody done to you. You cannot deliver yourself out of evil. Only the Creator can deliver you out of evil. So if there is an evil thing is happening to you, if there is a turmoil that's happening to you that comes from the outside source or even inside source, call upon the name of the Lord and ask Him for His face to shine on you. So when we have this prayer, let thy face, you know, let your face shine upon me and have graciousness to me, or in Hebrew, is have mercy upon me. This very same thing you're asking when you say that prayer, God says, yes, I will shine and I will give you mercy. My face will shine upon you and I will give you grace. My face will shine upon you and I will save you. Those are pretty powerful things. So when we think about order, yes?
We sing that every Sabbath when we dance to Kyrie along the
Castor. Yeah, yeah, yeah. O Lord, or Elohim of hosts, how long will you be angry against the prayer of your people? You feed them with the bread of tears and give them tears to drink in great measure. You make us strife into our neighbors and our enemies, a laugh among themselves. Turn us again, O Elohim, and cause your face to shine, that we may be saved. Now we're talking about today, right? Talking about the things that are happening in the state of California and in our country. And he says, this is a sincere request. Okay, we're talking, what's the word? But wait, what does host mean?
Host?
Lord of hosts?
Armies.
Elohim of armies. He's the one who's got that. So God will deliver. He's going to bring His armies, and He's going to do the destruction far greater than we can ever imagine what that destruction can come. Because the armies of God is very, very powerful, very, very mighty. So you're asking here, oh, the God of armies, you're a soldier, right? You're part of the army. So imagine being part of the army of God. And he said, okay. And he said, you want to go to war? War. And you'll head. You know, first thing, all of us, we will have youthfulness when God calls us to go to war. We'll endure. Because why? Because He will shine His face upon us and we will be saved. Thou hast brought a vine out of Egypt. You have cast out the heaven, the heathen rather, and planted it. Thou prepares room for it, and thou hast caused it to take deep root, and it fill its ham. The hills are covered with the shadow of it, and the broth thereof of goodly cedar. She sent out her broth into the sea, and her branches into the river. Why have you then broken down her hedges, so that all they which pass by will look and pluck her? I'll drop down to the verse. Turn again. After all this, the enemy can do in his job. Return, we beseech you, O Elohim. Look down from heaven and behold and visit this vine. The vine meaning who? Israel. Right? Now, they were a vine in the land of Egypt. They were producing. What were they producing? What do vine produce? Wine. Okay. Wine means thought. Life is a symbolism of life and enjoyment. Now God said, "No, I created this wine for both man and God. Enjoy themselves. Not get drunk, but enjoy themselves." Right? So all of Israel was that vine. And in that vine, they're going to bring forth something. Now when that vine becomes withered, and there's a parable about that, when Jesus said that, about the vineyard and the vine dressers, and they weren't taking care of it. He doesn't destroy, and that parable doesn't destroy the vines. He destroys those who are supposed to take care of it. He's going to hand it over to a new group of people who will then therefore bring that vine back to restoring it to its original form. We are, in our world, learning to be in the world of reformation. We are being reformed with our mind, renewing of our mind, renewing of our thoughts. But we have to come to the light and let that shine upon us that we will never walk in darkness ever again. Because that's what's happened to the earth and the people. Turn again, O Lord of hosts. Cause thy face to shine. We shall be saved. Isaiah 60, verse 4. Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. What do you think when he means to arise? Get up! Get up, get to work! Let that light shine. Why? Because the light came. It came for you. It came for you. That's the glory of the Lord. Behold, the darkness, or Choshech, shall cover the earth, and the gross Choshech, the people. But the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Now his glory is the aura, the aura. Let there be aura. Let there be light. So when we want God, we look at this verse 3 in chapter 1. He's talking about the light. Let there be light. It's not just what we think of, oh, no, I got a flashlight. I can see. He's letting his light shine upon the depth and darkness so that you will turn and see and walk this way, because that's what Apostle Paul said darkness is all about. So very beginning, we have the first thing that God does in his restoration of all things is what? Let there be light. First thing he's going to do is bring forth his Messiah, shine upon you. You were in darkness. You were Choshech. You were blinded. You had no knowledge. You had no vision, no nothing. And therefore, you didn't become a Christian because you decided, oh, I need to become a Christian. You didn't become a Christian because your mom was a Christian. You became a Christian or believer in Christ because light came and shined. All credit belongs to him. Doesn't belong to anybody else. Now, you may be able to help somebody who is coming out of darkness. But you remember, the only help you give them is how much the face of God is shining on you. If you don't continually ask for the face of God to shine upon you, and that's what we do in that prayer, right? We want the face of God to shine on us constantly, every day, in order that not only that we may see and be able to see him, but that others may be able to see as well. We are a light. We're not hidden on a hill. We can't be put under a bushel. were put on top of the mantle for everybody to see. Yes.
For the very word of God, Torah.
Yeah.
Torah, the middle, the heart.
Torah, like.
Is light.
Right.
So just as Jesus is the light of the world,
yep.
So the Torah
right.
is the light of the world.
And as simple as the word means, the teaching, okay, understanding, walking in this direction, wisdom, getting understanding from God, have to go through that pathway. So, yeah. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. That's great, isn't it? Now, what is the word Gentile? Yes.
But they love the darkness, and their deeds are darkness. They do.
If you love the darkness, the light's not going to come. You could ask for it, but if you love darkness, he's not going to answer. Only God's going to come when he makes a decision saying, I am going to let my light shine. You can't give God an order. If you are walking in darkness, if you're walking in evil, you're walking contrary to his word, then you ask a blessing from him. He's not going to respond.
No, but if I'm walking in light,
right.
and those around me are in darkness, and they don't want my light, they will...
They'll stumble and they'll fall and they'll hurt themselves. That's what's going to happen to them.
You cast the light away from them because it's too blind.
But you can't.
They can make me leave, or they can choose to, they choose themselves not
to associate with you. Yeah.
Right.
That's expected. Right?
What is the difference between the words turn and return? What is the Hebrew word for turn? Is it teshuvah? Is the same?
No, teshuvah means to return.
Okay.
I have not looked at it in that word. No, that's that question.
Not yet.
No. Psalms 139, verse 12. Yea, Hoshech hides not from you, meaning the Creator, but night shines as the day, and Hoshech and the light, Ora, are both alike. In other words, you can't hide. Light is something that doesn't have to hide from God because he is light. But the darkness cannot do what? It cannot hide. Now I want to ask you some questions. I think it was Peter. I'm not quite sure. But talking about the outer darkness... The outer Hoshef, where, quote, the demonic world will be. Ask yourself a question. Where is the demonic world today? Is it way out there in darkness? Or is it here, around about us? We know the demons are always here. Now, they are living in darkness, but guess what? They still can see. And when it's Apostle James, I think it was, said, oh, the demons know there's God too, and they tremble and they fear. Just because they know they exist, that's not proof that they are of God. All right? So there's going to come a time when that darkness and the demonic world is in the world of Hoshech. It cannot escape from the judgment of God. What's he going to do with it? Going to destroy it. Because in that darkness is evil. He says, I'm going to destroy all evil. When all evil is destroyed, there is no more. There is no more. And we'll get here in Revelation in a minute. I don't want to go there. Revelations. Go read Revelation right now. About time to quit anyway. Revelations 22. I got the wrong verse. I think it begins in verse 22, isn't it? Or 27, rather. Don't think I've got that down here. Starts in verse what?
Yes, verse 5.
Okay. Well, let's start from the very beginning here. Since we're going there, we'll go to the very beginning here, Revelation chapter 22. I was going to go all the way to the end of the chapter. That's what I wrote down, I think. Okay. And he shown me a pure water, a river of pure water, or clean, holy water, all right, of life, clear and crystal, proclaiming from the throne, or coming forth, or proceeding forth from the throne of God and the Lamb. In the midst of the street, on either side of the river, was a tree of life, which were 12 fruits, each with eating its fruit in every month. And the leaves of the tree were for healing and for healing of the nations. There should be no more curse. You see? When he destroys evil, he doesn't have to curse. There's no more cursing going to come from God. God hasn't cursed anybody, because once evil's gone, guess what? Once Hoshech is gone, guess what? There's no more cursing. But the throne of God, the Lamb shall be, and his servants will serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their forehead, and there shall be no night there. No night. I haven't gone into evening and morning yet, have I? I haven't gotten those words where he says he called the Hoshech night, and he called the Ora, day. I haven't gotten those words yet, have we?
No.
Fascinating Hebrew words. Mm-hmm. And we learn. We just want to go over those Hebrew words because it helps us to think how God actually talks. He actually talks that way. Mm-hmm. If we hear what he talks, then we can say, oh, now I understand you're talking, and now I can do what you're telling me to do. Because God doesn't give you 15,000 chapters of things to do. He just says a word or two. And all you have to do is listen. Pay attention. Listen to what that word says. Oh, that's simple. Remember I told you in Hebrew? There's three letters. Makes up every word. Just three Hebrew letters. Every verb there is in the Torah consists of three letters. Every noun that's in the Torah comes from those three letters. Every preposition that's in the Torah comes from those three letters. Every article comes from those three letters. So God really is not a complicated person where he gives you 14 or 25 letters for you to, a word that's all 26 letters for you to figure out how to say it and pronounce it. He doesn't do that, because that's not how God is. God makes it simple. We should have known and listened to his words. Oh, and said Elohim is light and is light. Oh, simple. I now know what he's talking about. He said, light is. Oh, and light is. Okay, I got the picture. Simplicity of the words, you see. That's why I like the Hebrew. And make it so simple in English, it's kind of confusing because we have to have the words there. But if kind of just, you just said it, and guess what? He said, light is. Oh, guess what? Light is. That's how simple that is. In those words. Let's continue on here. And there shall be no light there. There's no need of a lamp or a light of the sun, for the Lord gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said to these are the words of the faithful and true, and the Lord, Lord God of the holy prophets, sent his angels to show his servant the things which they must shortly come to pass. Behold, I come quickly. I'm going to come very quick. We're in the time now. Well, you know, when God says quickly, he means quickly. When we say quickly, if it takes longer than a half a second, something's slowing it down. Right? But see, not with God. Let's think of this first chapter 1, verse 3 of Genesis. And said Elohim is light and is light. When he said it, it came. When he said it, it was there. Said it and responded. That's fast, that quick. And we see as we go through the rest of this chapter, you should be able to go faster now, but I want you to hear the words when Elohim spoke. Something took place. Obedience responded. Water, and we know that God controls the weather. Water responded. Heaven responded. When he says, earth, bring forth trees. Guess what the earth did? It brought forth trees. It didn't create trees. It brought them forth. The waters, bring forth living things. Brought forth living things. What? And God said, oh, let's get to work. Yes.
If we can figure out how to do it on a computer, you know, make these things grow up like that, we've got the magic date.
Oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes. That's funny. That's funny. I appreciate that.
Have greater imagination than him.
Yeah. But all that stuff is him. All that stuff is him. Okay.
Yeah.
Water came from him.
Yeah.
Earth came from him. Didn't come from nothing. He created it.